60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates. Am
I a stranger? Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, I was working and playing outstate Wisconsin, went up to Door County, but, you know, me, I was driving radio signals the whole way.
That's a write-off, Jerry.
I heard, continued to hear lots of ads for Ron Johnson. And, you know, Ron's been consistently running the ads. And I don't know if people realize how much impact that will have outstate. Look at the success of the Michaels campaign. Tim Michaels had no good reason to be the nominee for the Republican Party. I mean, really, no good reason. The guy doesn't even live in this state. He's a carpetbagger. He's not a great public speaker. We saw him. We saw him live and in person at the Trump rally.
Loud noises!
Yeah, like Steve Carell and the Anchorman movie. You know, so he's not a great campaigner, although he did have lots and lots of money. And, of course, he had the endorsement of Donald Trump. But I think more importantly are the outstate commercials. So I just point that out. Ron's got lots and lots of outstate commercials. I was hearing them all weekend, all the way up to Door County. So Mandela Barnes, I have not heard the air support in the same regard. Seen it on the boob tube. I mean, you couldn't escape the political ads. I was watching the Green Bay Media Market this weekend. Could not escape the political ads. But you know who's missing it all, Dom, seemingly?
Who's that?
Republican gubernatorial nominee Tim Michaels, sort of MIA, missing in action. Where's he at? Now, I know Evers has been out there campaigning, and I know that Mandela Barnes has been out there quite a bit. Tammy Baldwin's not even on the ballot. She's out there damn near every event. So they're out there doing this. Oh, Josh Call, the attorney general incumbent. They've all been out there busting ass. And hell, the rest of them are campaigning, but Tim Michaels, according to the Journal Sentinel, no one's heard from Tim Michaels. just a little of the...
Back east, man. You got to hang out after a tough, tough campaign.
Do you think he's back on the Jersey Shore with Dr. Oz? Members of the Wisconsin GOP party ticket spoke Sunday at the Republican Party of Dane County's Lincoln-Reagan dinner. No Trump in there. Lincoln-Reagan-Trump dinner, I think it should be called.
No, Nixon-Trump dinner should be.
very well said. But the man at the top was noticeably absent. While winning the Republican gubernatorial primary on August 9th, Michaels has made only one public appearance at the Wisconsin State Fair. You've been to the fair more often than he was, right, Dom?
I went once.
I know Luke and Fancy Brian were also there this weekend. You know, they reunited over cream puffs. Anyways, over the weekend, Michaels' campaign staffers tweeted they were in Grand County, fired on to take up Tony Evers and send proven leadership that will get Wisconsin back on track. And they said they were at the hamburger parade in Seymour. Now, that's one I'm a little sad I missed, the hamburger parade. But apparently so did Michaels a little bit more. And they said they'd gone from Kenosha to Janesville to Milwaukee. But Michaels himself was not there. When contacted Saturday and Sunday by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, a Michaels campaign advisor did not answer when asked if Michaels himself was campaigning. No, he's taking a long weekend. You know how that feels, Dom. Monday afternoon, the campaign issued a statement when asked about the candidate's whereabouts. And they didn't really answer the question, Dom, but here's what they said. Following a well-fought primary, Tim has spent his time focusing on building the broadest and widest campaign for the general election by bringing people together, planning out strategies, and expanding staff.
Yeah,
this
but
where
is he doing that?
This week, Tim is traveling around the state with other candidates with a singular, unified focus, beating Tony Evers. Now, State Senator Barbara Dietrich, who is running for re-election in the 38th State Assembly District, was at the Dane County Lincoln-Reagan-Nixon-Trump dinner. She posted about it on Facebook. I enjoyed reuniting with friends and hearing from top-tier candidates like Ron Johnson, Roger Roth for Wisconsin, Eric Toney, and Amy Lautenbeck. Dietrich did not respond to requests for further comment because apparently she didn't acknowledge the fact that Michaels was noticeably absent. Dane County Republican Party chair and accused fraudulent Trump elector Scott Grabens said Michael, and that part I insert there, I think it should be included every time you mention Scott's name, said Michaels was invited to dinner, but there wasn't a lot of time for scheduling for candidates. We had primaries, you know, hair to wash and votes to count. We were pleased to have Roger Roth representing the top of the ticket in his place, though. Oh, Roger, he's so dynamic. Roth, the nominee for lieutenant governor, also had a primary. Republican strategist Mark Rell said,
"Time though,
That's a good point, Tom." Republican strategist Mark Rell said the Lincoln, Reagan, Nixon, Trump dinners are important in party politics, but they're usually held in February. He has an 80-day sprint ahead of him. I can't imagine Republicans not voting for Tim Michaels because he recharged his battery.
Where's he recharging that battery at?
On Thursday, Michaels joined Attorney General nominee Eric Tony Roth and former Governor Tommy Thompson at the Wisconsin State Fair in West Dallas. While there, he assured reporters of unity within the party. "We're not presenting a united front. This is a united front," Michaels declared as he spoke with reporters. And Dominic Anna Kelly, spokeswoman for the Republican Party of Wisconsin, referred questions about Michaels' whereabouts to his campaign. "Where's Waldo?" Folks, if you're out there in radio land, anywhere across the great state, or even, you know, in Connecticut or Jersey or wherever.
Well, anywhere, right.
And you happen to see Tim Michaels, you know, ambling up, buying himself a cool drink or whatever it is he might be doing, you let us know. Where's Waldo style?
Inquiring
so Michaels
minds want to know.
You know, you've got an 83-day sprint. I mean, is it just talk radio ads? And buying up country stations, is that going to be enough, you know, out to the Jersey Shore with you, Tim? Nothing to say?
Deafening. No, I well, mean, where's Michaels? He's not here, man. Of course, if he was in state, they'd tell you exactly where he was. Since they're not telling you anything, he's not in state. I mean, it's that simple. And I don't, you know, I mean, people get to
travel. His campaign's been to many fine cities, Tom.
Yeah, well, and so what?
That's like me saying the devil's advocates have been all around this great state all summer long. Except for Dom.
Devil's advocates were in Door County. I mean, it's obvious, and it's not a great look for them. That's why they're trying to, you know, dismiss it and not talk about it and refer all your questions to their campaign. He's so busy. He had a primary, but, you know, other people at primaries, they're at the Lincoln, Reagan, Trump, Nixon dinner.
Do you think he's in the Northwoods, Dom?
No.
You know, bad cell coverage, something like that. 844 Northwoods of Vermont, 844-967-2789. Chris from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Chris.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I just want Trump off the street. We can't. I'll take jaywalking tickets if that's what it takes, because as long as he's out there, he's going to be committing more crimes, and you can't get all of them if he is constantly committing more crimes.
But if we know he's basically going on Fox Digital today and threatening the United States, you know, hate to have to break your America there. I mean, at some point, he is a danger to our society. And I realize his greatest supporters, they don't see it that way. But I do. I mean, the guy's basically...
He's been a danger to our society since 2016.
But I mean criminally so, like in an insurrectionist coup kind of way, Chris. You know what I mean? And well, I think they probably have pretty good evidence at this point.
Yeah, but if they don't if they're waiting to convict him on everything, they're never going to convict him on anything because he is constantly committing more crimes.
But don't you think, for the sake of history, and I know Dom hates me calling it paperwork crimes, but the insurrection, the coup attempt against democracy, against the vice presidency, isn't that what history, that is the trial that history needs to have for Donald Trump? That is how history will judge Donald Trump, as the president that didn't go peacefully, as the president that tried to have his VP hung, That's the Donald Trump that I want history to remember, not the guy that took some boxes back to Mar-a-Lago and then called Putin and asked, could he sell them?
It took us this long, Chris, to get to this point. And thanks for the call, man. But I got to retort here. Yes,
this is not the retorting section.
Blocking the peaceful transfer of power. Certainly horrible, terrible, absolutely historical. But also, if you happen to be involved in, I don't know, the transfer of nuclear secrets to nefarious parties or whatever the case
is. But that has not been alleged at this point.
Nor has the coup. He hasn't been charged with the coup yet, Crudy.
No, but we've seen the January 6th hearings, Dom. We've seen the impeachment.
We've had investigations into that. We haven't gotten that far into this particular case yet.
If public reporting...
The Department of Justice went to court saying we do not want to release the affidavit. It's going to release... It'll show our methods of investigation, et cetera, et cetera. So
it will expose
going on there
Jared as the mole.
Maybe, but there's more going on there. And I would venture to think that, again, big ifs, conviction of a coup attempt against this country or conviction of selling state secrets, attempting to sell state secrets. Which one of those do you think is worse?
Okay, fair enough. I actually think the worst part is the coup against the country. I think if he indeed is alleged and there's some evidence that he was trying to sell state secrets, well, that's also very treacherous. But the coup is the known evil. You know what I mean? We know that he perpetrated a coup or endeavored to do so. He was unsuccessful. If that is not punished, if he is not prosecuted, if history does not put a stamp, put a cigarette out on his ass, as you sometimes like to say, Dom, then it leaves the door open for further political violence. Well, that's what I would say.
The state secrets, man. I mean, these are both terrible alleged crimes. No question about it. I mean,
again, having state secrets and selling state secrets. Again, if there is credible reporting of that man, we'll have a whole different conversation. But so far, no one is accusing Trump of selling those state secrets. Just having stuff he shouldn't have left the White House with, which is a crime, which he is probably guilty of. But let's talk about the real crime, the crime against history, the crime against democracy. That's the big deal.
Another big deal.
The biggest deal. The biggest of deals. In the history of our nation, it's perhaps the worst crime against our, by a president? Clearly.
Depends on what else rolls out, man. If there is evidence of other issues with regards to these secret documents, because Donald Trump didn't take them to work from home. Donald Trump didn't take them because they gave him a warm feeling inside. He took them, as reported allegedly by the biographer, for money. Donald Trump thought there was value in these documents. That's why he took them. Donald Trump and his lawyers lied to the Department of Justice about saying they gave them all back. That's why they went and got them. So Donald Trump isn't just hanging on to them for no reason, dude. So while I know it's a stretch and it hasn't been reported, I'm just telling you, don't you get a little sick feeling inside? Well, yes, the blocking the transfer of power and attempting a coup is very bad, but so is maybe selling state secrets. I mean, which one brings the death penalty?
Okay, when that indictment is leveled against the former president, I'll go there with you. But in the meantime, I'm not going to cry wolf on that crime, because I don't see any evidence, and no one's presented any evidence of that crime to me. You know what I've seen? A lot of evidence that this guy's behind a coup attempt against the U.S. government. And therefore, I feel like that's the more straightforward crime. Hell, I've heard it on the tapes. 11,780 votes. That was also not a paperwork crime, Don, but an actual crime.
A recording crime?
844-967-27.
Or is that a tape?
89. Memorex. CJ, the good CJ from Beaver Dam, as he self-describes. Welcome, CJ. How you doing?
Hey, CJ.
Hey, guys. Mike, I'm going to throw this one at you. It's going to come at a hard curveball. But it costs $2 billion to sell out our secrets, and it only costs $30 million to repair the damage on the Capitol. So what is our freedom worth, and what is not breathing the nuclear dust worth to you?
Well, yeah, I can hear you, man. It seems like something of a leap. Okay. So you stuck the beanball in my ear, CJ, but that makes you the bad CJ. Maybe I'll hear from the good CJ on the other side of the break at 844 967-2789.